Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, wow. The Game Above Bowl. Yes, that is what everybody wants to know. Hey, it's 2 o'clock the day after Christmas. Hopefully everybody had a great Christmas. And hey, the Red Wings gave you a gift. Now, the funny thing is, we heard rumors about this earlier in the week, and the Wings kind of shot them down, said, nah, nothing to see here. Instead, we did find out that Nuzi Lalonde is been fired. Now, the funny thing about it was, I kind of never seen it before, but he got fired while he was getting in the process of getting fired. The Wings actually found his replacement. So we didn't get the news that Lalonde was fired. We actually got the news that Steve Yzerman has hired Todd McClellan to a multi-year deal to replace Lalonde. So you guess you kind of knew this was coming. The Wings sitting there at 13-17-4. Bitter disappointment this entire time. I think we all saw the handwriting on the wall, and now they make a change. And now this will be Yzerman's third coach that he's had. It'll be his second coach that he's hired for a multi-year deal. And I think that this is finally that stage where Steve has no more cover. Steve has to now accept responsibility that this is all on him, because as a general manager, you don't get to hire three coaches. So if this doesn't work out with McClellan, I think it says that Steve has to go along right along with him, and that this thing, the Iser plan, it's going to be over. Now, here's the sad reality. He's taken over a team, not a lot of depth on the roster, not a great roster as is, not a lot of pieces. And I don't know where they're going to get the help from. I don't know. We're sitting here waiting on the kids. I don't know. Now, normally in hockey, when you hire a new coach, you get the new coach bounce. So for you bettors out there, I'd probably take the Wings to win, cover, whatever you want to do on the money line, puck line tomorrow. Because that's normally what happens in hockey. But for right now, the Wings make the coaching change. And the question I have, are you feeling like me? Is this it for Yzerman? Because after this, there's really no other place you can go. Most GMs don't get a chance to hire three coaches within their term. They're normally gone after that. That meant that they didn't work out. That meant that they didn't have the plan. And when you look at everything about the team, you could blame Lalonde a lot, but it really comes back to Yzerman put this thing together. Yzerman went out and signed the people. Yzerman went out and made the trades. Yzerman went out and got the free agents. This is Yzerman's team. And when you look at this team, I mean, Todd McClellan coming in, and you know, he's coached a long time in NHL. He's an okay coach. He won a title with the Wings as an assistant. He's won the President's Cup. But he's okay. Is he going to be enough to take the pieces that you have here, right now, and turn this thing around? Because, hey, the day after Christmas, the Wings kind of hit that reset button. And when you look at it, man, we're getting closer and closer to will it really take what Ken Holland said, 10 years to rebuild this team? We all thought it was a joke at first. Now it's starting to see like maybe, just maybe, we're getting close to that. So 248-539-9797. Before we get to your phone calls and we get to your ticket text, Dustin, what's going on, man? What do you think about this?
Well, for me, I've been very vocal. I don't think Lalonde has been the issue, but by an optics standard, he had to be let go. I mean, he completely lost the city. I'm not going to go as far as to say he lost the locker room, but it's something that had to happen. And now, as you said, Yzerman doesn't have a crutch. He inherited Blashill. He hired Lalonde. Now, this is his third head coach. If you don't get it done with three head coaches, the common denominator there is Steve Yzerman. So It all falls on him now.
It really does. This is it. This is it for Steve. And for everybody, the Steve bots out there, everybody loves Steve. Everybody loves Steve with the captain. Well, just because you're good on the ice doesn't mean you're going to be great off the ice. And we know what he did when he was with Tampa, but Tampa had a lot more players, and this team does not really have the same kind of juice that Tampa has. So I'm looking at this. This is Yzerman's last move. I don't think he has any more chess pieces that he can do. This has to work. You don't get a chance to hire a third coach. I've really never seen it done. But then again, I've never seen it where a coach didn't. The announcement was that the coach was fired. The announcement was, we hired a new coach. And oh, by the way, we fired the old coach. Even though rumors were out there earlier this week, and the Wings were like, nah, what are you talking about? Yeah, the rumors were true, and you did decide to move on. 248-539-9797. For you Wings fans out there, is this Yzerman's last stand? Is this something that he has to get right, or are you still willing to stick by him no matter what? Like I said, 248-539-9797. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your ticket texts. Because when I look at this, it's a little bit of a head scratcher. And then you did it during the Christmas break, too. This ranks right up there with the Friday news dump. I mean, I get it. We all saw it coming. But I've often said, if you're going to fire a coach, fire him at the end of the season, not in the middle of the season. But I hope that the Wings get that new coach bounce that we often see what happens in the NHL. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Aaron, you're going to kick it off for us. You're on 97.1.
What's up, Rico? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too, my friend. You too.
I can't say I'm shocked at all. We were at LCA. I took my dad down there. I live down in Nashville. So whenever I get back in town, we try to get to the hockey game. And two main thoughts on this. I mean, the first is it was the worst hockey I've seen, like, ever. Not even hyperbole. I grew up playing ice hockey. My father did. It was just tough. And it's tough for who to point the finger to because the roster's not there. I think we all know that. Kenny left it in a tough spot. But at the same time, I think that this franchise, it would be a very dark, dark, maybe the darkest day in the history of the franchise if we have to fire Stevie Yzerman. They had to make a coaching change. It was the only thing they could do. I do agree with you. I'm surprised it happened mid-season. I figured it would happen at least maybe a month from now if it happened mid-season. But those are my main thoughts with the Wings. We'll see what they can do. That they had to make the change, though. That was the energy from these guys on the ice. It looked like, Rico, they were ready for the Christmas break. That's what it looked like. And the last thought, I'll leave you guys with this. I mentioned I live down in Nashville. Great sports town, but, like, you know, they show up for their teams. But, like, these guys don't know hockey down in Tennessee. Like, there's more Wings fans down there than real true Predators fans. They don't know hockey. The atmosphere down at Bridgestone in Tennessee was better than what I saw at LCA. And that's not on the fans. That's on just what the coaching staff and the players brought us. So it's welcome news. Excited to see it, frankly. Cheers, guys. Happy New Year. Appreciate you guys getting me on.
All right, no problem, Aaron. Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. It's funny because the number 13 is funny because the Lions have 13 wins and everybody's thinking, okay, they're going to win the Super Bowl. The Pistons have 13 wins. And everybody is saying, wow, progress. You're one win away from your entitled win total from last year. The Wings sitting there at 13 wins, and we were all disappointed. I think it's just kind of funny that 13 was the magical number. And for each team, 13 meant something different. For the Wings, 13 was unlucky. For the Wings, it was time for a change. The team, it was lackluster. It was like Aaron said, their play was just kind of, it wasn't inspiring. And then when you look to the future, I don't see a lot on this roster right now. And the roster was built by Eisenman. Eisenman made the change. Eisenman made the switch. And now we have to see if this thing can work out. Because if it doesn't, I don't see how Steve survives this. I don't see how Steve gets another move, a next move. This is his last move. This is his last piece. This has to work because nobody wants to sit and wait years and years. I don't think it's a total reset, but I do think we almost have to hit the pause button. We'll see if the team can rally around the new coach. But if not, dare I say, you just kind of tank for a high pick and try to hit and start over next year. 248-539-9797. We'll get all your phone calls. We'll get all your ticket texts next. 97.1.